When Hurricane Maria pounded Puerto Rico in 2017, it killed thousands of people and destroyed the island's electrical grid. It took 11 months to get the power fully back on. But in a new report, the Department of Energy says lengthy power outages could be avoided if Puerto Rico shifts entirely to clean energy. Abimori Otaño Cruz is a scientist with the Environmental Defense Fund. She's in Culebra Island, Puerto Rico. Abimori, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Good afternoon. Thanks for the invitation.
Sure. So, you know, Puerto Rico actually has a law that commits the island to this goal of 100% renewable energy by 2050. The territory currently gets 97% of its energy from fossil fuels. So how do you go from 97 to zero?
Yes, Puerto Rico has the Energy Public Policy Act of 2019 that set this goal for us to transition and meet 100% of our electricity needs with renewable energy by 2050. And even though there has been a lot of solar adoption after hurricane season of 2017 and Hurricane Fiona most recently, we still have to do a lot more. And one of the efforts is the Puerto Rico 100. The studies has helped us identify possible pathways to get there. And that was something that was missing.
Are we talking about like solar energy, wind energy, geothermal? I mean, what's it look like?
Yeah, it's a mix of technology. But right now with the PR100 study, we do understand Puerto Rico has available all the resources to make the transition to renewable energy that are based on wind, solar, and hydropower. We understand there are more technologies that are still being developed and can be integrated in the future, but are these three main technology the ones that are being considered right now.
What about cost? I mean, power on the island is already incredibly expensive, and shifting completely away from fossil fuels comes with a cost. How do you make sure that people on the island don't suffer economically because of this?
Yes, so there's two important components. We need resiliency, and we also need incentives for people to provide more energy to the grid, and that energy gets distributed.
To that point, last year, our colleague Chris Bentley was on the island talking with people who are pooling their resources together to share their electricity. This is sound from Gustavo Irizarry, who runs a pizza shop in Adjuntas, where the community came together to build a solar microgrid system.
If something happens, like a hurricane or an earthquake, we have electricity security. And I have security for my employees, because they know there will be work. That's why it's important to share energy, because the project is making a difference and making us a community.
What about that? How important are those kinds of projects to help Puerto Rico meet its goals?
Yeah, that's definitely important. We need to rely on the energy production locally, where the needs is. Right now in Culebra, Puerto Rico, Environmental Defense Fund, we have a pilot project here where we provided solar systems and batteries to 45 homes. And right now we're already seeing the results of that. In a recent outage, most of the people kept the lights on, and they are also able to provide support to the neighbors in need.
Abimori Otaño Cruz is an environmental scientist with the Environmental Defense Fund. She's in Culebra Island in Puerto Rico. Abimori, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks to you.